Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, yeah, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Day Party. What you need for the Day Party mixture is some champagne or Prosecco. I prefer Prosecco, and some cranberry juice. And the way you're going to do this is grab your champagne flute and pour the Prosecco or champagne in there a lot, like fill it all the way to the top, and then add a drop of cranberry juice. And that, my friend, is a Day Party. I wish that's what I really would have been drinking at traffic.
I didn't even get none of the champagne.
I think I got a droplet of champagne. And Kiki, when I tell you I was mixing so much alcohol that I don't know how I wasn't sick, didn't get like a headache, didn't get in, like I was lit, but I wasn't like belligerently drunk. Mm-hmm. Like I had shots of tequila. At least five, at least. 3 shots of Hennessy, one which was a double. And then when I went away and Fly Guy
DC
was on the mic and he was like, Kiki, where Medina? Where Medina? And then I was on the other side. No one saw me. I was like, you guys, I'm over here.
Yeah, I was asking everybody, like, where did Medina go? I was over there. Nobody knew.
Hey. And then this guy was like, you want some? And I was like, no, I really don't drink any. Just started pouring it down. And I just swallowed it.
What was it?
It was Hennessy.
Oh.
I was like,
Medina, what?
I don't know. And it was like, it was just like going through me. Like, I was perfectly fine. Like, granted, I didn't drive or anything because mm-hmm. that's a smart decision. But I had Jack and then I had champagne and I woke up earlier than usual,
mm-hmm.
did all of that and was still home by 9:30 p.m. That's the great thing about a day party.
Yeah, I think I got home by like 10. We stayed up and then I was like, I think I was asleep by 12 probably.
We had dinner. Like it was like a responsible day of drinking. You drink, eat mm-hmm. some food.
That's why I love a day party because I'm old. I like to be home at a decent hour these days. It's very rare that I can really go out and hang and be okay.
Yeah.
The next day. Then I wanted to sleep pretty because I was, even though it's disgusting, I was trying to preserve some of my makeup. Oh.
That is such a, that's a great feeling.
I was like, I can keep the eye makeup. Everything else has to be washed off. And tonight I need to do like a face mask and just pull everything out of my pores.
I mean, how vain are we that we spend $110 on our face just to, I mean, literally, we go get our makeup done. It's $110, you guys. That's a lot of dollars to get put on your face. You don't get to keep any of the products. You wash it all off. Like, it's really a thing that I'm going to continue to do.
Yeah, I like sitting in the chair. It feels like a little bit of pampering. It's just nice to have somebody else get your face together.
And then it's also nice to, like, when you do get your makeup done and, like, you haven't been posting on Instagram all day and then you just step out with a beat face and you get to show people, like, this is what I could look like.
You this know? This is me with my superpowers.
This is me with money. Like, that's how I mean. When I have makeup on, it don't matter how much money's in my bank account, I feel like a rich woman.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Especially if you get dressed up, like your hair looks good.
Yeah.
Your outfit's cute. Your face is beat. It's just, it's a good feeling.
It's a great
feeling. It's like lots
feeling.
Of confidence. Yeah. You don't get so worried about the angles in pictures because you know the makeup artist got you together.
Right. Like,
so it's going to look cute. Nothing's uneven. You didn't miss a patch of your foundation by your ear or something. Yeah. And everything's blended. It's a wonderful experience. I wish I could do it every day.
Like,
but unfortunately, that's not my life. And I really have no need to have my makeup done every day. Like, where am I going? To work?
Yeah, maybe just a natural beat.
A date? Like,
Another crazy thing that day party did for me was, Kiki, I made myself squirt.
How?
And I'm blaming it on the day party.
Why?
I'm blaming it on day drinking. Because I don't know what happened. And I'm probably just about to start my period. You know how you get really horny when you're about to start your period. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we all forget that we get a period every month. And so when you start getting the symptoms, you're like, what's going on? I was so horny and I was like, dang, I really don't have nobody to like call. My phone is real dry right now. I mean, there was some niggas I could have called, but I was like, y'all not getting this beat face. Like, I'm sorry.
You don't deserve it.
Yeah. Like, and so I was like, well, let me go ahead and get my toy out. Mm-hmm. And I laid on the floor. I watched some porn of girls like making themselves squirt. And I laid down on my floor so everything would be like level. I was like, maybe I just need to focus and relax and calm my body.
You're not gonna be leveling your bed?
Because I have my bed is like, it's just really soft. So you sink in
a little bit. Okay.
And so somebody was coaching me through it. And
were they there with you?
No, it was just like notes.
Oh.
And so I laid on my floor. I got a towel. No, I didn't even get a towel. I was just like, just lay down.
Uh-huh.
And I laid all the way back, got the toy, put it on my clit, and I just really relaxed.
It was like one of those clit stimulators, or was it a bullet?
The Travel Pro.
Oh, okay. One. With the little hole in it.
Yeah, with the little suction hole in it. And so as I was laying there, I was just like, just relax. It really made me think about how like hard I'd be thinking. Like, I was like, just relax. So then I relaxed, and like I started to come, and then I just was like, I know this is pee, but I'm going to let it out. And I squirted. Now here's the thing, it didn't like squirt everywhere,
right?
But I recorded it and I could see it, like it came out.
Yeah, like it's like gushing out. It's just not like a water hose.
Yeah,
that's normal.
Now how do people make it squirt out,
like in porn?
Yeah,
that should be fake. I think that they are really peeing a lot of times, or it's like tricks of the trade to like make it look a certain way. I don't really think people be squirting like that. Okay. I've heard people say that they do. I've squirted a lot and that has never happen. Well, for it to come, like sometimes it's just a lot more than other times, and I feel like it's because I'm very hydrated at times, but it don't be coming out like a fire hydrant.
And I was really trying to, the first squirt was like squirt delicious, and then the second time it was just like a little pew, but I tried to like make it like blow and I almost pooped on myself. I was like, so then I got up and had to like wipe everything away, and I was like, wow, I did it. There was like a puddle of like pee squirt on the floor.
Did it smell like pee to you?
It didn't smell like pure piss, but it had like a slight urine.
But that's
smell.
What it is, because it's not really pee, but it, because it's coming out of your urethra, you are gonna have some traces in there. That's what the science people say, the doctors and things.
It felt good. It felt really good, and I recorded it.
Did you send it to anybody?
No, but like I sat there and just like watched it. I was even at work today, like looking at it, like that's me.
You watch that at work?
I just
had your phone like,
yeah. I didn't play the whole entire video because it took me a minute to get there, so I cropped it down to 27 seconds.
I was really horny the other day and I was laying in bed. This is before work. So I was just like playing with one of my toys, that same toy. Mm-hmm. That one is a good one. It will get you there pretty quickly. I don't know what happened, but I didn't want to squirt that day because I was like, this is just going to make a mess. Mm-hmm. I had already laid a towel down just in case, because that's usually what happens with that toy. And it was like, I tried to make myself stop and I couldn't. So I tried to like hop up out of my bed real quick and go to the bathroom. And I was like, I need to get ready for work. I need to take a shower, whatever. It just kept coming out. And I was like, oh.
While you were walking?
Yes. And that doesn't normally happen. Usually like when I like clench, it'll stop. It was not stopping.
Now, let me ask you this. Since you do have a roommate, do y'all ever hear each other? Because I was loud. Like, people in the hallway probably heard me. I couldn't imagine.
Why are you so loud?
It just felt so good. Loud, I mean, and I was, yeah. And I was a little tipsy. Okay. But, like, I can't just lay there and silently, like, masturbate.
Well, no, like our apartment is roommate style, so her room is like diagonal across.
Okay.
And then she's barely there. She's always gone. Like I will usually see her if I get home early enough, like before 7 o'clock, because mm-hmm. she works from home. I'll see her for a little while and then she's gone. Sometimes I'll be forgetting that I have a roommate. Yeah. And then if I know that she's home, I'm not really loud. But I mean, if you hear me, you hear me.
Look, you're gonna get this yeah. these moans.
But I'm not super loud anyway, or I'll try to turn on music or like the TV or something just in case. And I'll even put my AirPods in if I'm listening to the porn, because I like to hear the porn. I don't even always have to watch it, but I like the sex sounds. I really do.
What else has been up?
I'm trying to think.
I had a dream about Tahoe and it was so real, and I woke up
what happened in your dream?
He was a rapper. Tahoe was a rapper and he was really like working the stage. He was on there and like there was like this whole audience. It was like a festival because it was like outside and we were like in like a stadium style seating. Okay. But I was at the very front and I was by myself. I was like, I'm going just to see Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And Tahoe is like, you know, the whole crowd is like, hey, hey. You know that part in 8 Mile when
I never saw it.
You never seen 8 Mile?
I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
Okay. Well, never mind. So like I'm down there at the front and I'm like rapping the songs and like I think that Tahoe's like rapping to me and I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he has a girlfriend and she's in the audience and I didn't know. I thought he was
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
After me, and I'm like, yes, bae, da, da, da. And this girl just comes up and just punches me in the face. And then Tahoe comes down off the stage, and I think he's coming to help me up. He's like, Medina, you got to get out. I woke up with the most embarrassed. You know when your dream feels so real that you still feel it when you wake up? I woke up and I was like, oh my God, did everyone see that? But it was just a dream.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Where do dreams come from? Like, why did I dream? First of all, I haven't talked to Tyler in forever. Why did I dream that his girlfriend punched me in my face?
I don't know.
And that he was a rapper.
Of all things. I don't know, girl. That's, what was I going to say? Damn it, I forgot.
National Margarita Day? Did you celebrate?
Not for real, for real. I actually went out to this place called Big Easy Grill. A lot of places around the city were doing Mardi Gras celebrations over the weekend, and I have been craving crawfish. I think I talked about that 1 week. So me and my friend Tiffany, she's been feeling the same way. I was like, girl, Big Easy Grill is having a Mardi Gras party. They got boiled crawfish. We're going to go. We can get some margaritas while we're there and just celebrate there. So we go, we eat the crawfish, we had some margaritas, and that was it. And then honestly, we were so tired, and that was Saturday, and I was like, she was coming to brunch. I knew we had the brunch. I was like, I've got to get up early because I still have to do my hair. Mm-hmm. I've got to make it to my makeup appointment. I'm still looking for accessories and other little things that I needed for the day, and I don't want to be late. I don't want to miss anything. Like, I can't be out all night. I was tired. I didn't have my little gathering at the house on Friday or Saturday. One of my friends invited himself over. I was like, no. Won't be no going out. We're not having nothing. It's chill vibes over here. I really was not. I was tired, too. It was like some weeks, and I know it's because my period was starting. Some weeks I'm all for hanging out, having people over. I love having people over. But then sometimes I don't want nobody at my house. I just want to relax. I want to watch Outlander in my bed. I want to masturbate in between episodes and just enjoy my
alone time. Your alone time. So, you know, there's
It's precious.
We don't, because you don't get a lot. When you become an adult, you don't really get a lot of alone time if you're doing a lot.
And yeah, like sometimes your alone time is only sleeping. And you can't appreciate that because you're asleep. Yeah. So...
What was I gonna say? Saturday I had that same plan, but then I ended up popping up on Cannon on Old National Highway. Went to this very ratchet club called, I think it was called South Beach, and I'm not really sure why, because there was no sand, there was no water.
Of the color scheme.
Oh, is that what it is? I just know I
supposed to be a Miami vibe.
I thought that it was gonna be a Miami vibe for real though. Like, I don't know. I know that I developed asthma because there was so much goddamn smoke in the. I am sometimes shocked at how much people can just stand in mounds of smoke dust. Like every turn, there were blunts that were literally. I'm trying to find something that is. This right here, I saw a blunt rolled that thick. And I was looking like, young man.
That is a giant cigar.
That's crazy. I mean, it was just everywhere. There were naked girls and it wasn't a naked strip club. Girls. It was. I said, Cannon, is this a strip club? He was like, nah.
Why were they naked? Clothes? Were they working? Or they just
were
took
working,
off the,
oh. But it was just like they were very naked. And I was like, what's happening right now? Like, 2 Chainz was there. That was pretty cool. I saw Young Jock, and I didn't think that he remembered me. And I was trying to get back into the little section that we were in, and the bodyguard was kind of like giving me a hard time, and I didn't know who he was. I thought he was just playing with me, and so I was like, "Oh, I really can't come in." He was like, "You really can't come in." And then Jock was like, "Oh no, I know her. She's good." And I was like, "Yeah, see," and he knows me. And so then I go over there. I was like, "Hey, Jock." I was like, "You remember me?" He was like, "Yeah, Detroit." And I was like,
"Detroit."
Yeah, that's me. That's where he's like, I remember you and your sister in Detroit. And I was like, that is me. That's not me. He
obviously,
if y'all listen, y'all know that Jock came on Cocktails and I thought he remembered me from there. I thought he would see me and be like, oh, Kiki's friend, something.
Yeah,
I don't know who's in Detroit looking like me hanging out with Young Jock. Are you paying her bills? Because I'll still act like that bitch if you want me to.
Oh,
I was cracking
God.
Up.
That's funny,
but it was fun. I got to see Cannon. He was super drunk. Everybody was super drunk, but it was ratchet, but it was ratchet fun. I stayed for probably like 45 minutes and then we left.
Yeah, it was gonna take you 45 minutes to get home.
Girl, my whole tank of gas. No, I hate going to the goddamn gas station.
Cannon was at the brunch
Shout
on Sunday, and there were people there who, my friends, but they don't know Cannon. But they've listened to his episode. So I was like, this is Cannon. He was on our show telling them the episode. And they're like, that's Cannon? I was like, yeah, you didn't watch the video? Like that was a video episode. It's up on YouTube, available now. But they were surprised. People always say that. Even that episode, people were like going to his Instagram. They were like, I think
he's not going to be attractive or like kind of pretty boyish.
Yeah. They're thinking like he's going to look like rough.
Yeah.
And no. Mm-mm. He keeps himself together. I was talking to him and he was saying what he was going to do for his birthday. And I was like, who are you going with? And he was like, I really try to take somebody's girlfriend, show them a good time and send them back on their way. And I was like,
Cannon is crazy. Cannon is
he really
crazy.
Is. He was like, I'll let her post. I said, you'll let her post your wrist? He was like, probably the tip of my shoe. I was like, what?
I just love when like certain people really, I love when anybody comes to support, but like, you know, you just have some people in your life where you're like, wow, like that's just super dope when you just like pop up to just show some support and he purchased a bottle and that was even more amazing. Like,
yeah.
Shout out to y'all.
We had a good time.
Oh, I had so much fucking fun.
One other thing, last week I was on Poor Minds. So if you guys haven't listened to that episode, go listen to it. It was a good time. It was fun. We were cracking up the whole time. And I was like, y'all, I wasn't even drunk during that episode. We didn't take it. Drea was very late. And so we started the episode and it was only me and Lex. And then Drea came later. And so after she got there, after a little while, she poured us all a shot. Mm-hmm. But somebody was like, Kiki was so drunk. And I was like, bitch, sometimes I just laugh really hard. And I know
I
that my
you
voice.
Were drunk.
No, but I wasn't. And I was like, I was just having a good time. Sometimes I'm really just in a giddy mood. I didn't have to work that day. I was off. I had been relaxing for days. Like, I was just in a good mood. And I just think that they are so funny. They really crack me up all the time. Last night, we ended up going to Siva. So we went to Booyah up the street from traffic. And then we left there and we went to Siva's. And when we got to Siva's, they said it was going to be like it was 6 of us. And they were like, oh, it's going to be about 45 minute wait. So we're just waiting on the little patio outside. And Lex was like, okay, well, if we got to wait, let's have karaoke. We were having karaoke on the patio. People were putting in requests. Yes, I'm going to have to find, when we finish this, I'll have to find the little clip on Twitter. Because her friend Diamond, who snatched her wig off, posted it.
When I tell you, when I saw that girl,
I was like, Medina, look.
Is that normal for her? Does she normally?
I don't know. I don't hang out with Diamond. Diamond is Lex's friend.
I loved
so
every
her, like,
second of
twice
that.
Twice before, we've hung out once or twice, all as a group. I didn't see her snatch her wig off.
She snatched that thing off and was proud. And I loved
it. And she was swinging it around.
Her little cap. I was like, wow, it's really not that secure. That's what I was thinking when she popped it back. I was like, I hope nobody snatched it off. But
And then DC got her a shot of Don Julio.
They got some big booties. When I look at Lex P's booty and when I look at that girl that snatched her with Diamond, her booty, I'd be like, how does an ass get that big?
Well, Lex has already shared that the reason that they call her Lex P is because she used to be shaped like the letter P and she got a BBL. Now, Diamond, I don't know.
Wow.
Because I don't know her like that. But Lex has been very open about it. Yeah.
Wow. I was just so like enamored by the booties that were in our section. I felt like a nigga.
It was a lot of big booties. Ooh, booty, 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 booty everywhere.
Rocking everywhere.
That was a good time.
That
was not our event. We were just booked to host it. So yeah. Everybody who's hitting us up asking us to host another brunch, tell Sue Solo.
Tell Sue.
Like, y'all need to book her. Y'all need to book us again.
Yeah.
With DC.
Yes. And then tell her she also include a hookah. <'Cause> look, that was fucking fun.
It was. I can't think of anything else. It'll probably come to me later in the episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to weird sex, and then after that we're gonna play a little game and get into today's discussion.
You said a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah, a man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
So this week's Weird Sex, I would like to feature Miss Mia Davis. Mia Davis, she created a website. It's called Taboo, but it's spelled T-A-B-U. And back in 2016, and it's a website that gives sex education to people, and the primary focus is young people, which I think is really cool because seems like some of the information that is out there about, it's just hard to find good information that's targeted towards young people that isn't like super preachy and like only focusing on safe sex. They do a lot of things to talk about that, but then also like your period problems, relationship problems, how to pleasure yourself. A lot of young girls just really don't know. Thank God for podcasts and things and open discussions, but if you don't have friends,
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Things like that, or you're around a bunch of people who either don't know or don't feel comfortable sharing. You could be living your life for like decades, never feeling any sort of joy from sex. Yeah. And that's a horrible life to live, you know? So, yeah, so she has a lot of fun stuff on there. It's a really cool website. It's laid out really nice. And she's a young woman, so I think that's why she can relate. Anyway, check out her website. It's taboo.com, T-A-B-U.com. Okay. So, the game.
The game, questions. Everybody loves a good old-fashioned game of 21 questions. I love playing that with someone you just met and you just don't know what to talk about yet. I love that.
Yeah, and then it's easy to ask random questions so you don't have to like try and work it into the conversation.
Have you ever paid bills?
Is that my question?
No, girl. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Kiki.
Yes.
What's one of your biggest fears?
Never reaching my full potential. Okay. I was like, I didn't write that question. I'm looking at your questions. My bad. What's your favorite sex position?
Oh, my favorite? would be, my favorite is from the back, but not just like typical doggy style. I like to be kind of propped up a little bit and he's standing up and then I grab my ass or he can grab it and you spread it like really so far to the point where you can like feel the that little grip that your pussy has. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And you can like feel it and it feels like he can see it, but he probably can't. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I do like to spread.
Yeah.
It out.
But there's a certain way you got to spread it. Some people be spreading and it's just like, okay, you're about to rip my asshole. Like,
well, are they having sex in your ass or in your pussy?
In my pussy, but you have to like get kind of like under there right by the back of the pussy.
Yeah, I go by
lips.
Like my lips. Yeah. Yeah. Not and, like, my actual ass.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you'd say like cupping the bottom of your ass and then put my fingers forward.
Just, and you can just feel everything and hear everything. I love that. Oh, mm-hmm. I love
it. It's like,
sounds.
Get a little deeper. Let's move this booty out of the way. Yeah. It's not much, but it's a little something back there.
Okay, what is one of your happiest childhood moments?
I think the memory that I always go back to, when I lived in Louisiana, my grandmother was like a caretaker for my great, great, great aunt. Mm-hmm. I always call her like my fancy bougie aunt. And we just used to sit in her living room, the aunt's living room. It was fancy. She just had all these beautiful decorations. And we would watch like General Hospital, The Young and the Restless, either drinking coffee, which made me feel grown, or
a baby.
Well, I wasn't a baby, but I was a kid. Mine was mostly like cream with like a splash of coffee. Or having, what is it called? Like the little glass bottles of Coke with the bendy straw. That's how she always drank her Coke. She didn't want them out of a can, out of a bottle, not poured into a glass. It had to be the glass bottle and with the bendy straw. And I just used to try and be like them. And so the three of us would just sit there and do that. And I just miss those days.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. I love memories.
My questions are all nasty.
Okay.
As we're going back and forth, okay, we see what's on my mind
today.
We're
giving people a good range of questions.
Yeah. Okay. Who is an actor, not Drake, that you would love to have sex with one day?
Okay, I'm going to give two just because I know Denzel Washington would never cheat on his wife. Okay. The next one would be, what's my dude's name that was in Lawless?
I don't know what that is. Otherwise, I'd try to help.
Okay, I can't think of his name right now.
Is he like a main character?
Yeah, he's a really good actor. White guy has brown, like brown.
Is this a TV show or
Lawless is a movie?
His name is right on the tip of my tongue. I want to at least see who he is.
He's so fine.
All these people are ugly. Hold on. Is it any of them?
No, it's not Netflix.
Oh, it's not? What's it on?
Oh, yes, it is. That's him.
What is this?
Tom Hardy. Tom motherfucking Hardy. Let me tell you right now.
Let me see if I can appreciate him.
He's so fine. You have to appreciate him. He's so...
Images.
And he dresses so well. And he looks like he just smells good.
He has a lot
good.
Of tattoos.
He does. You know I like that.
I like tattoos too. Okay.
Tom Hardy.
All right.
Most embarrassing moment, one of them, because I know we have a lot. It can be sex or not sex.
Yeah, I get embarrassed a lot. Probably when I fell on the stage at the Dallas Live Show. That was so embarrassing. Sometimes I have nightmares about it and I just replay it. I'm so glad that I did not chip a tooth. Like, the show would have been over.
That you
would have
been
real.
You could have really got you because you were like inches away from falling off of the. If you would have fell off.
Well, I wasn't falling off the stage. I just fell behind the curtain.
I
over
know.
This thing backwards.
But could you imagine if you would have fallen up? It would have. Like I feel like you would have been hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely had bruises. I was hurt, but
that
you know, show must go
back.
On. We're not going to dwell here. I got to pop right back up. All that damn baby oil my mama put on my legs had me slippery, so I was able to pop right back up.
Everybody was like, I turned around like, what happened? Where did
I was like,
yeah.
Talking. did somebody fall? Yes, it was me. Girl, focus.
Okay. Crazy.
Okay. Did you have like actual intercourse before or after? Wait. Yeah. Did you have intercourse before or after receiving oral sex?
Wait. Did I have intercourse?
Like, did you let somebody eat your pussy first or you had sex first? Sex. Like,
when? Oh, in just, life. Just in the first time for everything. Mm-hmm. Well, it all happened in the same night.
Oh, okay.
No, it was sex. It was intercourse. Now that I think about it, I was scared. For some reason, I used to be scared to, like, when I first started having sex, for someone to look at my vagina. So we didn't, like, get to, like, eating pussy. Because I lost my virginity when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't getting my pussy ate like that. Now that I think about it, like, in high school, I wasn't just like...
I was. I did that first. I did that before I had sex.
I don't think I did.
I really enjoyed it. So I was like, I don't know if I really need much else, because this feels great. By a hood nigga.
I used to fuck with a hood nigga, and his name was Shawan. And he had stitches on his fingers.
This guy's name was Blake. Huh. How random is that? But he was bad.
That's why you gotta really be paying attention with the kids. When I have kids, no one's going anywhere. Sit down. Like,
that's gonna make them worse.
We used to be meeting at Six Flags. Remember meeting boys at Six Flags?
Oh, yeah. Getting their numbers. And the mall.
And the mall. Walking around being fast.
All day just trying to get numbers.
Here's my last one.
Okay.
Random annoying thing you just hate.
When people don't use words like your and your correctly, when they spell them wrong or use them the wrong way, there, two, like, come grow up, read a book.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck? Why are you confused?
And then you have to be the one to mess it up, and it really is.
I really try and hurry up and fix it. Oh, that
you put the little star. You'd be like, I just E-I-R. You'd be like, I'm not. I promise you, I'm not one of those people.
Yeah.
Wow.
They are trying to clean
everybody
up
like
all the weed dust.
Snickers.
A vacuum. Okay. What's a fantasy that you've never shared before, if you have one?
Oh my God.
It's about to be embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and I think it's nasty, but I feel like everyone already thinks I'm disgusting. This just now became a fantasy of mine, and I don't know if I can actually act it out, because I need to ask a doctor.
Well, that's the fun of fantasies.
Yeah, like, I...
It's about to be with an animal. No. Oh.
It's with human waste. I watched... Okay, let me just give the backstory. I watched porn the other day, and the girls were, like, peeing on each other, and then, like, one of the girls, like, peed in the other girl's mouth. And, like, it was kind of sexy. Like, it made my pussy wet. And so it made me be like, I want to try that.
You want somebody to pee in your mouth, or you want to pee in their mouth?
I mean, I feel like if I pee in your mouth, then I have to let you do it too.
Maybe she don't want to.
Yeah. I don't really know if I could actually go through with it. But what I am saying is, like, I was thinking about it. Like, wow.
You should try it and tell it in a cocktail.
First of all, if I ever tried it, I wouldn't tell nobody.
I mean, you know, some people use urine as an astringent on their skin.
And I'm thinking, if you really prep for it and you just drink a whole bunch of, you ever drink a whole bunch of water, and when you pee, it's really just like water, don't even smell like pee. If it's something like that, like.
But are you going to spit it out, or are you going to swallow?
Spit it out. Mm-hmm. Like, spit it out into each other's mouths. Something's wrong
I'm
with
sorry,
me.
I'm sorry for the judgment of my fans. I'm really just shocked. I did not think that that's what you were about to say. Yeah. Well, that's okay. You've got a vivid imagination.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that what
is
a game.
A crazy fit. This is
learned
why
a lot
we attract.
More about you.
This is why I feel like sometimes we attract freaks. I mean, like, not freaks in the sense of like freaky, but like crazy men. This is probably why they'd be like, well, bitch, you the one on there talking about you was about to piss down your throat. Now you asking me why I'm sliding in your DMs.
Girl, speak for yourself, because they, the most I'm getting is like feet pic requests. They don't ask me to do stuff like that. The things that men ask me to do, I've been getting an influx of DMs asking me to like peg men. To dominate them in different ways.
Do you think you'll do it? Do you think you'll ever give in and just be bored when I'm be like, what's up, Brother Watson?
First of all, I ain't fucking nobody who refers to himself as Brother Nobody, okay? No. You know, I used to want to try it, but now I'm kind of over it. I haven't tried it yet. Maybe I never will. I don't know. But it's funny because somebody asked me to peg them that I know that I've had sex with before.
Wow.
And so we were having a conversation. This is the couple. Mm-hmm. So we were having a conversation. This was a while ago. And the wife was like, what did she say? She was like, I want to try this. So she sent me like a GIF of this girl pegging this guy and like another girl being there. And she was like, would you do it to him? And I was like, oh, whoa, like this is, it's 10:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. This is not what I thought it was opening. I'm in my finance meeting right now. So I was just like, oh, girl, you know I said that, but like, sometimes some of my fantasies, they're fleeting fantasies. And I don't know if I can go through with that. Are you going to do it?
Right.
So she was like, maybe. I said, she said that she told him that she wanted me to do that to him. And I was like, so what was his response? I'm just curious. And she was like, well, he said, you know, he might be open to try it.
Wow, they are together.
He just needed to be drunk and that he might just need a little practice first. And I was like, oh.
He sound like you. Oh. Talking about anal.
I know, a little practice. I need to be drunk and I need to practice. Yes, I'm sure, because I've already expressed my concern. So I'm sure it didn't fall on deaf ears. Like, I do think that's something that I know you didn't have to, but many people do have to prepare. That's why they sell training kits. So, you know, I didn't do it. I don't know if she did. I
can't wait to hear about this if you change your mind ever.
Girl. I'll tell y'all. I would love to tell the story. That's going to be a tale, whether it's a fail or like a good thing. But
speaking of influxes, I have lately been getting, I mean, like, an influx of married people wanting to like really be like, what's up? Like, whether it's just like a threesome or like a whole thing. And I'm like, it's overwhelming, actually. I'm like, wow, this is, y'all really, like, I mean, I feel like I need to put a kit together and just start sending out different rates. Like, like y'all gonna hit me up like, yeah, it's like, this is a lot. That's a lot.
This is my side chick kit. if you're interested, these are my rules. This is what I will do, what I won't do, and these are the rates. Now, let's agree on a payment plan. If you give me a large lump sum deposit, maybe I can offer you extra time, an extra 10 minutes or an extra set of text messages one day.
An extra date or something. But like, wow, it's like, y'all, it's a lot of work with three people. It's a lot. I had somebody hit me up before we got to the day party and she was like, are you still kissing listeners?
What? Like, what? Was that a package deal you were selling?
I remember at the live show. Yeah, I was like, I don't just be out here like, come here, girl. You listen to cocktails. Let me get in your throat. Like, what? I was like, no, ma'am. No, you better not run up on me trying to kiss me. Oh, the coronavirus is taking over. Back
unless
up.
You catch her at a party, because I see you in there kissing. I was like,
did you see me kiss? Why did I kiss Drea?
I don't know why you did that.
She's beautiful. That's why. When I get drunk, I just am like.
You are very flirty.
Very.
I saw you, girl.
That was a great segue.
Medina came over to me like, Kiki, I just love you so much. And I'm like, love you too, girl. What is going on? You don't ever talk to me like this. She was like slurring a little bit. Like she was having a good time. She's hanging from a pole.
Some of the videos that people have posted of me on that pole, I cringe every time I see them. I stopped looking
at them. I reposted a bunch of them and then I was going to go through and watch them to see if I need to delete anything. And I'm like, I mean, at this point, they're gone. But
the fact that, and it's so funny when you get in a state like that, you think you look so good. Couldn't nobody tell me nothing. I was like, I know I look good. I look like I had no upper body strength.
Did you try to climb it?
I didn't try to climb it, but I was trying to just swing a little. You could tell that I was like ooh. Stop, stand up.
Okay, this isn't even starting.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
People were setting their hookahs and shit on there. I'm like, move the stuff. Move your coat and things. This is going to be dangerous. Somebody's going to have an accident.
Somebody's going to bust their head open.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, y'all. First of all, I did not know that if you need some condoms, you can literally Postmate it. That's crazy. Just so y'all know. Whenever you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m. before you go to work, or some ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, y'all, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. It's kind of like your side piece. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year,
Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code COCKTAILS. That's code COCKTAILS for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code COCKTAILS.
Okay, but you were saying kissing girls is a great segue into what now?
Into flirting. I, my drunk self, you know, as I stood amongst our peers and our listeners and our fans and just took a gander across the people that were in traffic. I see the DJ. I see the host. I see you. I see clouds of marijuana smoke, clouds of hookah smoke, people taking their wigs off and swinging it, asses jiggling everywhere. And I'm just looking at how people interact, specifically women.
Okay.
And I was like, look at everybody in here flirting. Everybody's just flirting. You see all types of people just flirting. He flirting, she flirting, she and she flirting. Somebody's grabbing a booty. Your friend starts dancing. We all start smacking her booty, rubbing on her and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how do you flirt? Flirting is like really in, and you don't even have to like, you can just like go in somebody's booty when you're flirting, like with girls, when we all start flirting with each other. There's so much just going on. And it's like, wow.
I don't even feel like I'm flirting when I'm doing that with girls. I feel like it's just a fun time and nobody feels like disrespected or out of place or anything. It's a lot more comfortable than when guys try to get involved. Mm-hmm. It's like, hold on, little predator, move out of the way.
It's a little predator.
Yeah, because it's just like.
So you won't let a guy flirt with you in the same way?
It depends. Now, is it somebody I'm already fucking with? Because, yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah. But a new person, like, if I'm dancing and a nigga comes up to me and starts smacking my ass, I'm like, hold up. I don't even know you like that. You about to take this heel to your nose in a second. Like, don't touch me. I don't like that. You ain't even make eye contact with me yet. You move around because your hand's going to be sliding. I ain't got no good panties on. Like, it's just a little thong. Like, but I think that whenever I do flirt, I'm not a good flirt.
Really?
I am.
Even if you've been drinking.
That makes it easier, but a lot of times, not so much lately, but a lot of times when I be drinking, I forget what happens. So I don't even know. But I don't know. I think that I'm kind of basic when it comes to flirting. Like, I'm giving the eye. I might smile. Mm. I might get closer. I might lean in. Very basic things. I don't really do too much.
I'm touchy.
I'm a horrible flirt.
I am not, especially if there's drinking involved. Like, I looked at that picture that I posted on Instagram of me taking a picture with that complete stranger and looked like he was my whole, that looked like he was my boyfriend. Like, I'm good at like looks and like body language when it comes to flirting. And it's just like, to me, it's like crazy because I've turned into like a different person. It's like,
you are a flirt. I think I get really flirt. If I'm flirting with somebody who I know I'm not attracted to, I'm not interested in, I can flirt. But if I get a little intimidated, if it is somebody, like I start overthinking every little move I make, like I don't want to look too slutty. He's going to think that I'm just a total whore out here. Am I slurring my words?
Have those thoughts about me.
They might have them anyway, though, so I don't even know why I get so worried about it. Like, but if it's somebody I don't care. Yeah, I usually try to practice my flirting on somebody who I'm not attracted to.
Wow, like I was really like, I'm not gonna be able to be one of those married people that goes out. Like people that were out last night and got husbands, you need to be in this club with me, babe. Because you can't
keep it tight, right?
Yeah, keep it tight, right? I flirted with Cannon. Granted, it was like there's levels to it. I wasn't like, I wasn't gonna kiss Cannon or like nothing, but I was just like, just super flirty. Like, like for me, flirting like just releases some type of like pheromones that make me so happy. Like my soul just feels like it's fluttering around inside my body.
Like, I walked up to an old man last night. I think he said his name was Tony. And I just walked up to him and grabbed his...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wrist. Grabbing people's wrists like this can be really sexy. And he was just like doing something and I grabbed his wrist and was like, hey, you having a good time? Didn't even know this nigga. I'm acting like I own traffic walking around. Like, that's why really I was on the other end of the club making sure. I was like, really, like, everyone doing good? Oh, hey. What? Who am I? Like, in my past life, what? Was I a flapper? Like, I really feel like that is my zone. I love it.
I don't know, girl. That's funny to me, though.
But look, so back on, like, the when girls start doing the whole touchy thing with each other, kissing, like, how I have no problem kissing girls and we're drunk, even if we're not drunk. Mm-hmm. Like, when did we start doing this? Because it hasn't always been like this. Like, girls get super lesbian.
When... I feel like for a long time, girls turned into lesbians when they were drunk. As long as I can, like, college days, that happened a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't do it, mm-hmm. But I saw it a lot.
When did people, you start doing it?
I don't really be kissing girls in the club. So this is more about what I'm seeing other people do. The only time I've gotten like that is, like, maybe in a strip club, mm-hmm. I can get really farty, but those bitches are already naked, so it's already super sexual in there. So I can be like that in there, but in a regular club, nah.
Okay. Maybe I'm a lesbian. Do you dance on, you dance on girls, though?
Yeah, I'll dance on a girl.
Okay, yeah, like, I was really grinding on Cece, and in my mind, I was like, wow, we're really in here. Like, all the girls, like, just be on each other.
Yeah.
And the niggas be on the sideline scared to touch nobody because of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, be scared. I would say maybe, like, after I started going out a lot here, I felt like when me, you, and Hannah would go out, it was like a lot more freeing mm-hmm. than when I was out with some of my friends from Howard mm-hmm. because they're a lot more judgy.
Oh.
And so it's just like when you're around people who you can feel comfortable with and nobody's thinking anything of it, everybody's uh-huh. there having fun, it's a comfortable environment, then that's when people do it. So maybe because we live in Sodom and Gomorrah, it happens a lot mm. here. But I don't know. Yeah, there.
I was really, I flirted with Lex. I flirted with Drea. Like, really kissed Drea like she, I don't really even know her like that. She was like, I thought that was just so, I was really sitting at home thinking like, wow, you really just be out here flirting, just flirting. It's fun though.
Yeah, it is. It's a good night out when you can get a little flirting in.
Do you think that there's such thing as, like, accidental flirting? Like, have you ever had someone, I know your answer is going to be no, but I've had this happen before and I really didn't realize it, where one of my friends, this was years ago, mm-hmm. we all went out and her boyfriend was there and I knew her boyfriend. She didn't know I knew her boyfriend, but I knew him. And I was like, hey, and just, like, went and, like, gave him a hug and, like, that was it. And the girl got so mad and, like, said that I had flirted with him. I felt really bad because I was like, I know that I am.
You
just
didn't
like
intend to.
Yeah, I didn't really, I'm not trying to say your nigga, I don't even like him. He don't got no money. So I was like, whoa, like, this is, like, totally wrong. So I'm like, what do you think about accidental flirting? Do flirty girls get on your nerves?
Sometimes, yeah. Mm. Well, okay, accidental flirting with somebody who's, like, taken or just period?
I guess both.
With somebody who I know is taken, no. I don't think that I have. If I have, nobody said anything to me about it. Mm-hmm. So it just didn't get back. I don't know. But with other people, I have. But I really had no intention. I didn't even think I was flirting. Like I said, I think I'm a horrible flirt. Mm-hmm. So anytime somebody thinks that I'm flirting with them, I'm shocked. I'm like, what's that? I don't know. Is that flirting? Yeah. I don't know. Because I talked to you, because I smiled when I talked, like, was that a flirt? Or is it because I'm super serious so much? I don't know. But no, I typically don't. It's happened maybe a handful of times. Mm-hmm. I could tell because it was like they would come back and say, oh, well, I thought you were flirting with me. Like, you're giving me mixed signals. And I'm like, oh, well, the signal is red for stop. I really wasn't trying to get at you like that. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know what I said. I was just trying to be nice or have a conversation. Like, I'll be at a bar. You know, mm-hmm. I like to go places and I'll sit by myself. I don't have to wait for my girls to come or whatever. And if I have a conversation with somebody, it's like, if I talk too long, sometimes guys think that I'm flirting with
them. Which is crazy. Like, sir.
Yeah, it's like, we're just having a conversation. I think that people can have conversations and that be it. When we were in when I was in Houston, because I can't remember if it was the weekend of the live show or some other time, mm-hmm. but there was a guy at this restaurant. I really didn't remember this incident until he hit me up on Instagram about mm-hmm. it. I didn't even remember who he was. It took me a minute to, like, he was like, oh, I met you at this place. And I'm like trying to think about it, but I'd only been there once. And I remembered he was telling me he had an event or a show or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, I have plans, so I know I won't be able to make it, but good luck, blah, blah, blah. The whole time he's talking to me, like, I'm like checking emails, texting friends, trying to coordinate with people, mm-hmm. getting stuff together. And I mean, I was having friendly conversation because I'm there by myself and so was he, but I wasn't interested in him. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I just wasn't sure if you were flirting with me or not. Why did you think I was?
Yeah.
What did I do to tip you to the, maybe she's flirting with me? Like, I gave you my Instagram, not my phone number. And I'm not the girl who gives out their social media to flirt with somebody. Mm. No, you can have my phone number if I want you to be able to contact me. I don't be reading all them DMs. Yeah. Sometimes I read them and I'll leave you on read. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Now, as far as being, like, annoyed with the flirty girls, if I feel like somebody is flirting really hard with me, mm-hmm. and I've already, like, told you, you know, I'm good, like, cut it out. Why are you still going? Do you think you're just going to wear me down? Mm-hmm. It's the same with men. Or if I'm, like, with my dude and somebody's flirting with him, that's annoying.
It's annoying.
You don't see me? And I'm going to say something. And you should, too.
And I'm going to say something. I'm just going to be like, when people are getting on my nerves, I'm just always like, you're really doing this.
I feel like. Then I start asking uncomfortable questions and pointing out flaws. I get bitchy.
When I want somebody to know that I'm just a friendly person and I'm really not flirting with you, I use the word so a lot. I've noticed it. It don't even make sense. I'll just be like, so.
And you don't just say anything?
And I don't say anything. It's just like, I do a weird laugh like, so. It's really weird. And it's like, everything gets weird and awkward. And it's like, I really now, something happens in me, in my mind. I'm like, well, you're being too nice and he thinks you're flirting. Stop. Just start saying so.
I'll just get on my phone if I have it handy.
You ever just be like getting on your phone and you're literally not doing anything? You just keep opening it and closing the homepage. You just mm-hmm. be like,
I open up text messages and it's like, fuck, I really wanted to read that. I don't want them to see it. I gotta remember to go back. Like, oh,
flirting. Yeah, is.
I do.
Oh, but when you meet your match,
that can be a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun.
And then that makes me horny. And then I'm like, damn, I'm really easy because I've been shooting niggas down all day. But this one, I want you now. Let's go.
I want you right now. I'm telling you, I'm so glad I didn't get too lit at the day party because, look, I was a sip away from sending out some regretful ass text messages and waking up in somebody's regretful, sinful ass bed.
I didn't. Thank God. Ooh, that would have been embarrassing.
Yeah.
Problematic. Ooh. No.
It was just simply too early. Like, it's like 9:30. Hey, baby. Like, man, big head.
Are you up?
Yeah, what you doing?
I'm coming over. Can you call the concierge and let him know I'm coming up?
Drunk as shit. He knows he's about to really just mess up your whole everything.
Right? And you know what? When you flirt with somebody and it's like a good flirt, sometimes I'm like, another guy could have said the same thing or done the same thing and I would have been instantly annoyed.
Yep.
But this one, I don't know. I like this one. So it's fine. I don't care. Everything is funny. I'm laughing at your corny ass jokes. I'm laughing at you just smiling. Like, I'm just giggly and it's embarrassing. But if it works, it works.
Yeah. What's up? Sending gifs all day.
I love doing that. That's funny. I hate when people don't know how to do them or they don't get them.
Yeah.
It's just like, ugh. Like, or you can't send memes back and forth to somebody or funny stuff on Instagram. People start taking shit personal. Yeah. It's like, I just thought it was funny. Can't you just laugh? Ugh, just now laugh.
It's
you.
Funny. I love that. I love that about social.
Mm-hmm.
Leading people on. Do you think you lead people on? I know I do.
I have. I really try hard not to, but I feel like people just be confused. I feel like sometimes people see or hear or feel what they want to feel, and they have convinced themselves in their mind that it is something more than it is. I was seeing this guy a long time ago last year, and he died, and one of his friends, I felt like he started to flirt with me, but I was like, surely. Y'all
I
were
love
so
when you have that
close.
Time. You're like, this
no,
is not
I'm
what's
tripping.
Happening.
I'm just feeling yeah. vulnerable. And he's just truly trying to comfort me. And it was like a few little things that he said. And I tried to brush it off. But then like he was around a couple of times when other people were around. And I was like, and they was like, yeah, girl, we noticed too. So I'm like, okay, so I'm not tripping, yeah. right? So then I'm like laying out everything. And it's just like, what gave you the impression that I would be interested in you? Like, besides the fact that I was fucking your friend, you thought that I was going to come fuck with you too? And then why? Because if I wanted to fuck with you, I would have. Mm-hmm. Or I would have tried. Or I would have truly gave you something. Sometimes I really think that guys think that because I'm being nice, that I like them. And then even, like, one of my guy friends... he had said something about, like, I just don't want Kiara to really like me like that. And it's like, my nigga, I'm your friend. Like, have you had
Wait,
a real
what?
Friend
what
before?
Do you mean? He was
like he felt like I was going to catch feelings for him or something. And I was like, this is called being a friend. Like, I'm trying to be a friend to you. Yeah. If you don't want somebody to be a friend, I don't have to be your friend. Like, I can be distant. But if you tell me that you have a problem or that you're going through something or whatever, mm-hmm. and you're really going through a hard time, I'm going to call you and check on you. I'm going to be nicer to you to let you know, there are people who appreciate you. People do think positive mm-hmm. of you. Like, I'm not saying that because I'm trying to shoot my shot.
Right. Here's the deal.
Fuck?
With me, you will know if I do like you. Yeah, I mm-hmm. flirt a lot, and some people might say I'm really nice. I can't help how God made me. However, if I really do, you're going to really know. There's not going to be any type of, is she flirting? What is going on? Let me just try. You're going to know.
I'll probably grab your dick or try to get close or something. I'm sorry. If I touch you, I like you probably. Because I'm not a touchy-feely person.
Okay, I am. So, Medina, if I touch you, that does not mean I like you. I just be touching.
But if I get close and I'm, like, trying to make an effort to touch you or just get close, nah, I like my personal space. Please back the fuck up.
It's funny how it's such a thin line because mm-hmm. there's, like, I am nice. I'm the type of person where it's, like, I talk to all the people. Like, the people in my building are so kind. Everybody on the top or on lower levels. I love the maintenance men in my building. They are so nice. I say them. If I don't see them in the morning, I'm like, where's Sherman? Where's everybody at? Like, my mom is like that. Like, hey, you guys, like, I brought y'all some coffee. How's everybody doing? And there's this one guy, and he was out for a minute, and I was like, where is he at? Like, I was
he okay?
Yeah, is he good? And then I saw him, and he was sweeping. I was like, hey, where you been? And he had to get, like, some heart surgery or something. So, I'm always checking on him. Good. Well, the other day, he's like, I really would love to take you to breakfast. And the true Medina in me wants to be like, oh my gosh, yeah, sure. Like, we can go eat some breakfast and just, but then the other side of me is like, this nigga gonna think that I'm like that now. We're gonna cross a boundary and he's gonna think that like, it's okay to holler. And I don't know that that's what's gonna happen, but pass.
That's probably what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Especially cause niggas don't like to buy nobody food, no way.
Right.
You know?
And it just sucks. It has to be like that. It's like, well,
I've done that before, and I just felt like I was being naive. I was like, oh, well, we're friends. Like, this is just a friendly outing. Because that can happen.
Yeah.
It has happened. But it was like, oh, nah, this wasn't so friendly.
So friendly. That's one of those moments Ooh. Where I just start saying,
actually,
so.
I will pay for my, well, probably not, but yeah. I might offer.
Yeah. Like, he said that. He threw me off guard. I was like, so... Because it's like, okay, bro, like,
no,
it just sucks because I would love to go have a little breakfast and just talk and get to know you, but it's gonna be like, I like you.
Have you ever thought somebody was flirting with you and they weren't and they had to let you
that's
know?
What my dream was just about.
Oh. Well, in real life,
no, okay, so I've had that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but it's happened to me in life. But they never had to let me know. I caught on quick, like, oh, he's...
Wait, this I'm not reading this right.
Yeah, I'm not reading this right. He's just a nice guy. Like, mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. And he don't like me. He don't like me like that. He's just kind. Definitely have had that happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can even see, if you pay attention, you can even see when someone backs themselves up and they're like, oh, I'm...
Giving the wrong impression.
Yeah, let me. My wife, she, yeah, and they start, you know, I've had that happen. They start talking about their wife and they're like, yeah, I'm, you
or
know.
Or like dates that they're going on and mm-hmm. like other women. That's something I'll do too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, even if I got to make up some shit, I'm going to make it up.
Yeah. There's this guy, this actually happened a couple months ago. There's this guy in my building and I have a policy where I'm not going to ever get involved with anyone in my building. Mm-hmm. However, we could have an elevator flirt or, you know, drink coffee in the lobby, like nothing more. We maybe text a little bit. Uh-huh. He is so fine. He just moved in and he is so fine. I just love a piece of eye candy. He's tall. He drives a big old truck, mm-hmm. like a country boy truck, but it's like a nice pickup. One. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we saw each other in the parking lot one day. We were both looking for our cars. I'm always like, never remember which level I parked on.
Same.
Girl, I'd be like, ching, ching, ching. Sorry, everyone in the elevator. Like, so him and I were both doing it. And I was like, hey. And he was like, hi. And I was like, did you just move in? Because I've never seen you before. He was like, yeah. He's like, I moved in about a month ago. And like the conversation was just so like free flowing. And like, mm-hmm. I felt like a little energy swap. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, have a good day. I hope I see you soon. He was like, yeah, have a good day. And then I saw him every moment that I've seen him moving forward. I see him and I was like, we were in the lobby and I was like, hey, how's it going? And he looked at me and he was like, it's good. And I was like, he didn't even remember me. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, so
there's a guy,
you weren't interested.
There's a guy who works in my building, not with me, but just there. And I used to feel like he was flirting with me and stuff. And so one day I saw him outside of the office, like I'm at a happy hour somewhere. I don't even remember the place. It's not a place that I frequent. So I was like, hey. And he was looking at me like, he was like,
you be thinking you left an impression and this nigga remember
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he was like, you work in my building. I was like, yeah. So I'm like chatting him up. And then he was just kind of looking like, go away.
Have
so
a good night, like, sis.
I was about to take a seat, but I'm gonna sit on the other end of the bar where I can't even see you. And I'm gonna face this way.
It's a real, you really be like, oh, okay, I guess I don't.
You ain't even that cute anyway.
Man, like,
what? Yes, he was.
Hey, I hate when they be really cute.
Well, he wasn't really cute, but cute enough. If he would have tried to holler, I might have gave him some play, maybe. Mm. But I guess we'll never know because he was just being friendly. He was just being a nice guy in the elevator. You know, sometimes guys are just nice, yeah. Just like us.
Sometimes they're just nice and they're just good guys and they just happen to be attractive.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like the guy who's really attractive and he doesn't know it. He sincerely doesn't know. Have you ever met a guy like that where he's fine, all the girls like him, and you can really tell he doesn't realize how sexy he is. He's nice. He's not trying to smash all the hoes. He's respectful. Probably has a girlfriend. He's just a nice guy.
Nah, the ones I know, they're hoes. They'll fuck whether they got a girlfriend, a wife, anything. They know they're fine.
There was,
and I mean, if I was that fine, I'd know it too.
There was this dude he went to Morehouse. His name was Brenton. Yeah, I'm calling him out because it's positive. He was so fine and everyone loved Brenton. He was just so nice and so respectful and so fucking attractive. Even sometimes now I sneak over to his page. Let me show you him. I sneak over to his page.
Don't you love doing that?
Yes. Like, I be sneaking over to his page and just looking at him. I think he's married now or... Mm-hmm. He's one of them ones where I don't even have to scroll and find a good picture. You can just go to his, you know, sometimes you'd be like, let me find the good picture of him, because sometimes his angles make him look like mm-hmm. he's not fine, but he is. He's just attractive. His hair is nice. His skin is popping. He looks like a little baby Ethiopian.
What?
He is gorgeous. And he was the type of dude where I was like, I can't come into this man's life and corrupt him. His parents will murder me.
Oh my goodness, there's a guy, he's not one of those good, well, I don't know if he's good or not, who knows, he's nice, but he is fine, I think he knows it though, that man, let me show you, and I had sex with him a couple of times, and I used to kick myself, because I was like, you know, I really feel like he was actually interested in me. His name is Marcus, I'm sure I've showed you him before.
Is this the one you made the wedding?
No, that's...
Oh, he's cute, and we rarely agree.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute.
He gives me a bit of Chris Brown vibes.
Chris Brown is somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know who the somebody else. I guess it's just him, but the man is looking good. We met back home in Texas through some mutual friends, and he went to school in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was at Howard. And so in the summer, we had like a little summertime fling or whatever. And I was like, I can't take this serious. Like, let me keep my guard up so I don't start falling in love with somebody, because it's long distance. It'll never work. And then I just kind of backed off, like, once we got back to school. And then I pop up and I see he got a girlfriend on, like, Twitter or something who was all the way somewhere else.
And you're like, that could have been me.
Mm-hmm. They didn't work out, but.
Have you ever seen somebody, because he just reminded me of that. Have you ever seen somebody that looks super into fitness, or they are super into fitness, and you're like, let me just stop, because you're going to be hanging out with me and be like, bitch, you drink every day. You eating fried foods. I don't live like. Have you ever seen somebody like that? You're like, I really want to shoot my shot, but I know you're like
dumping all the food out of my refrigerator.
Yeah, and he's going to be like, let's go work out every day. And I'm going to be like, babe, I'm tired. And he's going to be like, I can't do this with you, first of all.
Yeah, I felt that way. There's a couple of guys, but I've learned they usually don't care. Only the like super health nuts care. I don't want him either.
Yeah.
What are we gonna talk about? Where are we gonna go to enjoy ourselves? I'm not going to LA Fitness with you every day. That's not a date. Like, you were talking about those fit couples all the time. They're always kissing in the gym and shit. I hate the fucking gym, as you guys know. I don't want to be in there. I'm not trying to kiss you. I'm gonna be pissed off at you and be like, why you make me come here? Send me to Dr. Miami. I want to do this shit. I'm tired. I want a snack. Are we going to eat after this? Can you feed me? Can we go get a drink since I worked out hard?
Please. I'd be wishing one of the fit guys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Because I really do think it's like, whoa, I could kill two birds with one stone. Find love and a personal trainer and it's free. And this nigga's just getting me. Y'all just see me come back on Instagram snatched. I'm not lying. I'm not standing in a certain angle to make myself look little. It's like a real snatch.
Yeah. Show can't do that.
Have you ever thought you had a wedgie because it felt like you had a wedgie, and then you go digging your booty and you didn't have a wedgie?
It'd be a wedgie. Just these panties, are they too small? Did I put them on backwards? I'm good for that. Okay, so now it is time for us to move on to Indecisive Diane.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
All right, Diane. So I heard you've been on these streets lately, girl. What idea do you have for us this week?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Indecisive Diane. And let me tell you, I found a little gem right in the heart, on the heart of Roswell Road.
What's it called, girl?
It's called, forgive me if I pronounce it wrong, it's called Casi Cielo or Cello, something Mexican. It's phenomenal. You're gonna go, you're gonna love it. Parking is free. You might have to park far because it's in a shopping center. Listen, you guys, they have every type of margarita you could think of. They have this halibut that's to die for. They have shrimp, the tacos. Oh my God, don't get me started. I almost had everything on the menu. You're gonna love it. Get the cilantro rice, get some tacos. You're gonna love it.
Thanks, girl. What's the address? 6125 Roswell Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328. Go there, tell them I sent you, take some pictures, and tell us how you like it. Thanks, Diane. No problem, ladies. Bye. Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Kiki, it is so cute. I felt like I was on... Do you remember the show The Hills?
Yes.
I just felt like I was on The Hills. I don't know why.
It gives you like a Cali vibe or something.
It gives you like a Cali vibe. It's just such a cute little place to meet for drinks, or their food was like really good. Like, mm-hmm. It was... I have never seen that place, and I used to work right next to it. Hmm. It's fairly new, but...
I'm about to check it out.
It's really good. Been.
Okay, so now it's time for us to move on to advice. Remember to email your advice to askcocktails@gmail.com. Okay, I've got one pulled up. The subject line is, I've had cocktails, but no cocktails. Okay. Hey, y'all, please don't use... Okay. I am turning 25 in about 2 months. I'm deeply into my faith. I'm saved, and of course, sex before marriage is out of the question because that's what it means to follow Jesus. So anyway, I wonder how you found us. Okay, so anyway.
Me too.
I have a problem attracting, I guess, people that I have a connection with. That means I've never done anything romantically. Now I'm scared I'll never be married, etc. Should I just accept that there is no way I'll attract a man given my looks? Oh, I'm in the process of losing weight, but still overweight. Should I get plastic surgery, or should I be a monk or a nun? That's dramatic. Okay. I tried dating apps and the guys are boring or want to have sex right away. How do I find someone? Oh, I'm sending a picture so you see what I mean by looks. Oh, yeah. What do I say to the friends who say God is protecting me? Thank you, Medina and Kiki, for your help. Okay. So... that's not where I thought the email was.
I probably should have proofread this.
You don't need to get plastic surgery to attract a man. First of all. Like, yeah.
If you get plastic surgery I have nothing against plastic surgery. Let's be clear. We talk about the stuff we want all the time. But it's not to attract a man. I feel like if you get plastic surgery for that reason, you're going to attract all the wrong ones.
If you're going to spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on a man to get one, I mean, you may as well just pay for one, is the way I see it.
And you might as well use that to get a therapist, baby girl, because look, I feel like sometimes it sounds corny when people say it, but on this journey called life, what I have learned is if you are really not happy with you, if you get the work done, whatever you do, you're not going to be getting what you want because you don't even believe the things about yourself. You got to dig deep and try to figure out what it is about you that makes you feel good about yourself. Unfortunately, we were born how we were born. That's what we look like. And you got to dig deep, sis, and do some soul searching because you're going to attract everything you don't want because you don't like what you look like.
Right. And as far as becoming a monk or a nun, I don't think you can be a monk, but to be a nun, like, no, just because you think you won't get married, people find love in all sorts of different people. Mm-hmm. And because sex before marriage is out of the question, unless it's like a Christian dating app, your chances sadly are probably going to be slim from what I've seen and what I know. A lot of people are not saving themselves, and that's just the fact of the matter. Maybe you could try meeting people in other groups. There's plenty of groups for people who are like-minded, who are celibate, who are deeply into their faith. You could meet somebody in a church group or something. You know, don't start trying to change who you are just to attract somebody, because you're going to attract somebody for the wrong reasons, because you're not being true to yourself. It is so important to be true to yourself. I think that your friends who are saying God is protecting you are right, because you don't want to have a trash man in your life who's going to leave you jaded. You don't want to start making bad decisions or allowing somebody to pressure you into changing your looks or pressuring you into having sex or anything that you don't truly want to do. I think you've just got to be patient. I have a friend and she's over 30 and she's still a virgin. She's not even trying to be celibate. Mm. And she, you know, she just hasn't met somebody that's right for her. And she's over 30, but there's other things in your life that will that can bring you fulfillment. So I would just say, maybe as far as dating is concerned, you're not gonna have, I mean, first of all, how you gonna have a cocktail and you're not having sex? We don't want no sexless cocktails unless it's funny, like if it's a fail, but you gotta be fucking for a cocktail. I'm sorry. Yeah. Number two, just try and meet somebody in a different group. Don't bother with the dating apps. Maybe Christian Mingle, but the niggas I know that be on Christian Mingle, they ain't really about their life.
Yeah.
There's some predators on there, so be careful.
Yeah.
And don't get surgery for a man. If you want it for yourself, want it for yourself, but not nobody else.
And try something new, sis. Like, I was feeling down on myself a couple weeks ago. I talked to my dad about some stuff, and he was like, sometimes you just need to, like, shake your mind up a little bit in a good way, not like drugs and alcohol, but like just try something new. Take a class, do some things that
find a new hobby.
Yeah, find a new hobby. And even if you're like, oh, because sometimes when people used to say to me, like, find a hobby, and I'll be like, now I gotta go spend money on a class. No, I gotta. If it's something as small as, like, normally you don't go to the park and have lunch, go to the park and have lunch. Start figuring out things that you like to do for you. And I promise you will start attracting all different types of people. You'll lose some people too, because they're not supposed to be there, mm-hmm. but you'll attract all different types of friends, men, and we all women. I feel like a lot of us go through this, where you just go through a phase like, am I ever gonna get married, am I gonna, and you just kind of are really hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind to yourself.
Yeah,
please.
Mm-hmm. Good luck, girl.
Okay, this one said, time sensitive. I kept it as short as possible. Hey, ladies, I love the show. You guys are my besties in my head. We need to get a shirt that says that or something. So, to the advice. My friends have planned a cruise for my B-Day at the end of April. All of my friends are in relationships except me. So, of course, their significant others are coming. I don't want to feel left out, so I'm wondering, should I invite my ex-situationship on the cruise as my plus one? We were in our situation for almost 5 years. We've been through it all, ladies. So, I'm not going to type it all, mm-hmm. but I cut him off in January because I was tired of the bullshit. When I say cut off, I mean stopped responding to texts and calls with no explanation. That's how you know when you're really done. You don't even, mm-hmm. I'm not even giving you the little dots. Fast forward now to the end of February, he's hit me up and told me he's changing for the better. And he still thinks about me daily. I tell him sorry for cutting him off cold turkey, but it needed to be done. He accepted the apology and we didn't go into any further discussion about it. So we are on a friendship level at this point. We text every day briefly, occasional nudes. His kids still use my Netflix account. I still love him and the dick is bomb. But I don't think we're good for each other. So my question is, should I double back and invite him on the cruise? Get my nut off a few times? Haven't had sex since December. Have him be bae for a few days, or should I just go on the cruise alone? I low-key feel left out on my birthday. Sincerely, Cruise Bae. I've attached a picture. Please keep me anonymous. She's so pretty.
I did see a picture.
I always be wondering how people get their baby hairs delayed like that. I really be trying.
Maybe
Cole
it's the
be laughing at me. I just can't do it.
Oh.
But I think this is an interesting advice letter, because I'm not fully like, no, don't invite him. I'm like, dealing with your exes is obviously a case-by-case situation, mm-hmm. but I feel like if y'all have a good connection, yeah. and you're kind of already thinking about dabbling into it, this might be a good entryway into it. And you might do the cruise and be like, mm-mm, we really are done.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might do it and be like, wow, I really have missed you. This is mm-hmm. great.
Or it could just be a good time on the cruise and that just be it. And you go back to your regularly scheduled programs. I don't think it has to be bad. Do you want to be stuck on a boat with him for a while? Really think about that.
Yeah, think
Does
about
he chew
that
out? Part. Does he do any of your pet peeves?
It seems like she likes being around him.
Mm-hmm. I would do it.
I'm not going to lie. I would go too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to get along with the friends?
Yeah. Does he get along with the friends? Everybody going to be like, yay, Jerome coming. Like,
are they going to be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Here she goes. You know we don't like this nigga. Why you bring him?
But I also am like, it's your birthday. Why, your friends can leave they niggas at home for
I would be annoyed.
I would too. I'd be like, y'all.
This is not that. I have told my friends, this is not a couple's outing.
Yeah.
This is girls' night.
It's her whole birthday. And they just all like, well, look.
My nigga coming.
Dante coming. Daniel coming. Like, It's my birthday. I didn't invite these niggas, but
okay, actually, I'm going by myself. Fuck y'all.
I think invite him. And is he going to pay for some stuff? I mean, because look.
There's nothing to consider. Is he a trick off ex?
Yeah. Is he going to get you a present? Is he going to, now, if he's going to cause a financial stress and he's like, I don't got it, you got to take care of his half. No, nah, he don't need to go. You already know we not dealing with that.
Tell the kids to log out of your Netflix. Yeah.
Change the password. Don't even tell them. Little niggas, you not getting in here no more.
It's done. Okay. All right. So now, done with advice, we can move on to the cocktail.
Ooh,
you got a fresh cocktail?
I wish I did. I do.
This is not working. Okay. Headphones keep falling off my head.
I have a question for you, though, before we start reading the cocktails. Have you ever been on a date with someone and you go to the bathroom and take your panties off and leave them with it? Like, let them take your panties?
Mm-mm. Were you leaving? Was it like follow the scent home? What'd you went to the bathroom and gave somebody your panties and what? What's the purpose?
I'm just asking, has anybody ever requested that? Have you ever been at dinner and someone's like,
no.
Go to the bathroom and take your panties off and give them to me?
I might have, if I was trying to be fresh and I was out somewhere, I might have taken them off so they could slide a little hand up there, but not to give them the panties.
I want to.
This is a fantasy.
Request that everyone try it. Rashad, this happened. Try that. This next time happened. You go to dinner with your woman, so be like, what baby, happened? Go slip your panties off and give them to me.
What happened when you gave them the panties?
I just had a dream about it. It didn't happen to me.
Okay, so this one says, dick so good, I had to thank God. You Whoa. Can send in your cocktails to cocktails.atl@gmail.com. And somebody DM'd me and requested that I read it. Homegirl, you didn't email it to us. I think you sent it to the wrong email because it's not in here. So still won't be reading it. But this one, dick so good, I had to thank God. It's long, but worth the read. It's really not that long, I think. I hope the text isn't small. Let me skip all of that. Anyways, I have a cocktail to share with y'all. So I have a little buddy. We'll call him Coach Zaddy. Now, he has a girlfriend, and usually I don't fuck with niggas when I know they have a chick, but the dick's so damn good, I can't help it. He wants to make me his other girlfriend, which I'd be down for if he was consistent with his communication and follow through. But since he's not, I'm cool with us just fucking. So anyways, the other night he hits me up that he is going to come see me because he misses me, which is BS because he stunted 3 days in a row earlier in the week. But I need mine, so come on, little buddy. So I popped me 4 sheet orgasm pills. I ain't even going front. I really thought them pills was overrated, and I'm not thinking they do anything for real. So anyways, pills popped, and I'm waiting on him to get there. An hour goes by, and my pussy is tingling. Just thinking of Coach Zaddy's fucking lips. His lips are big, and Lord, this nigga finally gets here and pushes up on me and kissing me with his lips and rubbing on my ass, and I'm ready to go. Like, nigga, strip, let's go. But I had to play mad for him stunting on me. So I finally give in, and when I tell you, the sex was so fucking amazing, y'all, I swear that nigga touched my soul. While he is on top, got my legs behind my head, choking me, I like that shit. In my mind, I am thanking God. Like, thank you, God, for blessing this man with a dick that's big and long. And Jesus, laughing my ass off, I'm probably going to hell for thanking you for good dick. But baby, sex is already bomb between us, but the last night, the Lord knew what he did when he made that dick. I swear I came like 5 to 6 times.
God hates us.
I know, I feel very bad. I need to go repent. Okay, and each time I'm like, God, thank you. By the time we was done, I was ready to take my ass to sleep because he had fucked the shit out of me, touched my soul, and had me thanking his creator. Laughing my ass off. Unfortunately, he ended up in his feelings because I didn't want to suck his dick. But when you're inconsistent, I'm not sucking shit. He said, you got chores though, so you straight. Yes, the fuck I am straight. So yes, ladies, the dick slash sex was so good, I had to thank God. The Lord is my shepherd and he knew what I wanted. Woo, child. The thank you God dick usually be the make you crazy dick. So I'll probably chill out for a day or two before I hit him up for it again. Well, I hope you ladies enjoy my cocktail and please keep me anonymous. And remember, if you thanking God for the dick, you might end up crazy off the dick.
Godson, y'all don't even thank me for waking up every morning. Okay. You know how much work that is? There's a lot of moving parts to this, but you got some dick.
Throughout the day, I ain't gave me coronavirus or nothing. And you over here thanking me for dick, the thing I told you to hold on for. This way you ain't getting no man.
You was texting and driving. I saved you, Natasha. And you thanking me for some peen. Girl, that was funny.
That was nobody but the devil. But that was a funny one. Thank you, girl.
I promise you, one day we're going to get a preacher on here as a guest.
I would love to.
I would love to have TD Jakes sitting right here.
This.
Okay. This one says, never say never. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, ladies. Loyal follower back again with cocktail.
Oh.
So, I'm no Medina. I'm no team anal, or so I thought.
Okay. Ooh.
I went out with my guy one night and we came back to my house after he starts devouring my pussy, slurping and everything. Whew. I'm having an out-of-body experience because I felt like I was floating. He flips me over on my stomach and keeps eating. Then he licked my booty hole in Medina's voice. I was shocked but not disgusted. He's still slurping. And asking me why this pussy and ass tastes so good. Sir, I eat my fruit. He moves from eating to massaging / fingering. I'm still floating. Okay. Then he spits in my ass. Again, I want to be so disgusted, but I'm not. What's wrong with me? He asked if I want him to put it in. And do you know what I said?
Yes.
Ooh, I said, yes, child. What? Put it in my booty. So he eases his dick into my ass. And if I didn't come hard as fuck at this point, I no longer reside on earth. I don't get that saying, but it felt so good. I enjoyed and would recommend 4.5 stars. Don't get it twisted, though. This will not become a thing. Love y'all. I'll be right here listening every week and tuning in to live every day. Y'all better get a dick in y'all booty. You start laughing real quick.
It was like silence. Oh, geez Louise.
This was fun.
Yeah. Thank you guys for sending in those cocktails. Remember, if you want to collaborate with us on anything, you want to sponsor something, hit us up, cocktails.atl@gmail.com. Do you have any announcements?
Uh-uh.
Okay, me either. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Cocktails Podcast. I am at Kiki Said So.
And I'm at Coffee Bean to Eat. We're not even drinking today.
I ain't even had no water. But didn't I have 4 water? She thirsty.
Yesterday did low-key fuck me up. I was dehydrated all day today.
Okay, I've been drinking so many of them big old water. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.